Snowquester fizzled. Wednesday was more or less canceled this week in official Washington, D.C. An enormous winter storm bore down on the region, threatening ice, a foot of snow in the city, more in the suburbs, and wind and misery throughout the region. Most of the federal government was closed. I know. How could they tell? Local governments and schools, too. Flights were canceled, planes diverted, and throngs descended on grocery stores, picking the shelves clean of bread, milk, and toilet tissue. North Korea doesn't need to threaten Washington, D.C. with nuclear attack, just a little snow. Big, fat snowflakes fell, but mostly fizzled on the ground. While there was pelting rain and a stiff wind, in the end there was just enough snow most places to maybe make a Slurpee. With wincing cuts being made to government services, it would seem to be a bad time for federal agencies to look too timid, could come to work in just a teensy-widdle bit of snow. The Washington Post asked, did they pull the plug too early? As a Chicagoan, I'm always tempted to ridicule the wary way in which Washingtonians shut schools and agencies when snow is simply in the forecast. But the area hasn't had a major snow for 2 years. Most municipalities don't have the equipment on hand to dig out of one. With radar and satellite imagery so detailed and persuasive, you might see why officials would try to close down before a snow to avoid stranding and endangering people, especially school children. Jeffrey Platenberg, who heads school transportation in Fairfax County, Virginia, said that he didn't want a lot of teenage drivers slipping and sliding on the roads to get to school or see chock-full school buses spin their wheels. But if schools close down, what do working parents do? Park their children at Starbucks? Modern technology makes it possible for people with desk jobs of one kind or another to work electronically for a day or two. Government workers were cooped up in their homes with frisky kids in a storm, not off getting seaweed pedicures. A spokesman for D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray told the Washington Post he can't really blame government officials for using the data the scientists gave them. And in a way, the snow forecast falling so flat is a sound reminder during a time of national debate that experts can be wrong. As a former president of Harvard, Lawrence Lowell, once warned, there's a Harvard man, or scientist, economist, and meteorologist, on the wrong side of every question.
The weatherman's lying.
If he says hail, it's snowy to please.
The weatherman's lying.
If he says slightly cool, you know you would freeze.
You're listening to NPR News.